Baby, it's cold outside, but if you'd like to bring a little of that crispness inside, Lisa O'Brien has just the thing for you. Her latest CD, Western Wind, taps the talents of the DIT Conservatory of Music to trace a windy story of musical history.
Western Wind. When wilt thou blow?
It was during the time of all the very bad winter storms, so the wind was in the news. I'd recently read a novel, actually, about different winds and how they affect people's moods. So all this was bubbling around in my head, and then I decided to pursue the idea of the wind as a theme, because when you've got so many different styles of music and so many different types of musicians, actually putting an album together that makes sense, that flows, is quite tricky. The first track on the album is Western Wind, which is a poem with a melody that dates from at least the 16th century, and lots of different composers use that melody to write larger compositions, for example, masses. So what I did was I asked my colleague Alan Grundy to play the theme on his vihuela, and then we got one of our graduates, David Francis Moore, to recite the poem, and then that led into our Irish traditional music ensemble playing on Gwian Yas. I was thinking about us as a nation, and then in a smaller context, I suppose, as a conservatory, and how we are on the western fringes of Europe, a little island, and how we are shaped by so many different things and have been over the centuries. And indeed, in the school, we're shaped by lots of people who come from all over the country and from further afield. Even though all the tracks on the album are related in some way to the idea of the wind, during that very bad winter, I was in Kilkenny, where I live, and we were hit by this dreadful storm, and there was a state of emergency in Kilkenny. It was an extraordinary thing, and I was standing at my window looking out at the storm, and in the middle of this ferocious storm, suddenly the sun came out and the sky was blue, and it was an incredible thing, and I hadn't really witnessed this before, and realised that this was the eye of the storm. This is this deceiving moment when actually you think it's over, but then the worst is yet to come. So I wanted to reflect that in the album, and Michael O'Toole, who's a wonderful guitarist, I'd heard him play this piece, Sunburst, and so I asked him would he come and play, which he did. So in the middle of all this wind and raging storm, we have this beautiful moment of Sunburst. One of the things I was particularly pleased about was the contemporary piece. I decided to run a competition amongst the postgraduate composition students to get them to write something for Paul Rowe, who is on the staff. And Paul is an esteemed clarinetist, and he's a real champion of contemporary music. So the students submitted blind entries, which were adjudicated by Paul and by Jane O'Leary, our extern. The brief that I gave the composition students was this idea of us being shaped by the wind and by all the different people and communities, I suppose, who had come to Ireland over the centuries. So Patrick picked up on this idea, and he imagined standing on the shore in Bray, how the country had changed over those 1,000 years. We have so many different styles of music on the album. We have solo piano, we have choral music, we have vocal music with accompaniment, we have jazz, we have the contemporary music, and we have traditional music. And our traditional music ensemble, who are very active, they played on Gwian Yas for us. But I wanted also a set of reels, because the Gwian Yas is a slow tune, and I asked them, you wouldn't just throw on a few reels for me there. So it was a great session, actually, because it was just before Christmas, and they went into the room and started playing, and this extraordinary piece of music came out. I mean, we couldn't quite believe what we were hearing. I expected to hear 2 reels back to back, but actually they had arranged the music in such a way that they were creating lots of effects with their instruments, and it took me a few listens, you know, to realise actually what I was listening to was the sound of a ship creaking. My father was is a great enthusiast of music, of opera particularly, and ballet. And as a child, he used to play records for me, and I would dance around the Sitting Room to the Nutcracker or Swan Lake or lots of Gilbert and Sullivan, grew up with lots of Gilbert and Sullivan. I had great notions of being a ballet dancer until the age of about 7 when I realised that wasn't to be. So music took over instead. But I think possibly, yes, my very earliest memories were being about 5 in the Sitting Room listening to Swan Lake. I didn't play at all on the album. Lots of people have been asking me where I am, but no, this time I stayed behind the screen. I was just producing on it. It's a different headspace being the producer than it is to be a performer. You have to focus very differently. And also, if I'm listening to myself playing, I'll have a different focus. So I wanted to absolutely not be playing. So it's a bit like having this palette of colours in front of you, all the different sounds and styles of music, and being able to shape it together and to make an album, which is something I enjoy very much.
So the takeaway there is that the worst is yet to come. Well, it's only December. Leisha O'Brien there and Conor Lonergan was the reporter. That CD is called Western Wind. Tomorrow, 6:30, it's the Culture File Weekly, and we'll be back on Monday with more sunbursts.